Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Andrew Yemeni is the odd Acronaut journalist. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It was quite a sad morning after so many missiles that were targeting Israeli civilians. And we know already about four or five people who were killed, unfortunately. It was not supposed to be the final accord of this war, but in this war, needless to say, Iran actually was quite defeated, no less than that. They were actually had no choice but to accept any kind of ceasefire.
Have we had any word from Israel on the ceasefire?
Not yet. It's very strange, I know, yeah, but officially we did not have any Israeli official declaring, yes, we are actually beginning a ceasefire. Not yet. We are looking every minute that there will be an official announcement, but it did not happen, not yet.
So what does that potentially mean? Because we would have assumed we would have heard something by now.
Yeah, but the point is that it's a few days now that that many officials and high-rank army people, they are telling us that actually all the goals were achieved. Yes, we have to complete here or maybe to complete there. But speaking about the main facilities in Fordo, in Natanz, in other places, I mean, it was done. It was done, and actually much faster and much better than what it was expected. But officially, they are not speaking yet.
So in other words, if we look at 12 days ago and we look at now, what has Israel achieved in terms of this war with Iran?
Mainly destroying almost totally, I would say, according to all the reports, of the nuclear facilities. That's the main, I mean, that's what Israel wanted, that's
yes,
what
set out
actually
to do.
Was achieved.
Mm. Mm.
So I mean, and there is a kind of, Israel acquired back the status of this is the superpower of the Middle East, thanks to the Air Force of Israel. And yes, it happened. It happened. And there is a just a huge strategic change after these 12 days of conflict with vis-a-vis Iran.
So, in other words, from a military, from a danger, from an existential threat perspective, Israel has achieved significant success in this regard. What it hasn't achieved, though, and I'm not sure if it was a goal or not, was regime change.
You're completely right. So now we have to wait and see. We have some first signs that it's not, if we wanted the liberal opposition to take over, it will not happen. But maybe inside the regime, there are already some signs that some people say, no, we cannot continue with this self-detraction. You hear new voices. Just an example of Javad Zarif, who was the foreign minister, who said, we have to cut losses, which means it's a kind of, he's criticizing the hardliners. By the way, he did it also before. Not that I like him, not that he is a liberal, not at all. Don't misunderstand me. But there are voices in the regime that are trying in a way to topple the hardliners. Mm. But we have to wait and see. It's just, very first signs. So it will not be, if something will happen, it will not be a kind of liberal democracy revolution, but it will be something from inside. Maybe some moderates will take over.
Because obviously regime change can only come from within Iran, but I would have assumed that this would have happened. We would have started to see many more signs earlier, especially after yesterday, when we know the gates of the doors of the prison that hold dissidents and those who speak out against the regime, the doors were blown open. I don't know what it meant. I don't know if the prisoners were all released, if they managed to contain it. There doesn't seem to be much information on that. But I would have thought that we would have started to see a lot more activity there already.
Yeah, we all had hopes. We all had a lot of hopes that this would be the next stage after the Israeli attack on the nuclear facilities and on some symbolic targets of the regime. But considering the results, we have nothing to be disappointed about, because a huge change took place. So no, we cannot complain. Even if not everything that we were dreaming
would have hoped
about.
It really is remarkable. Do you think that given this announcement of a ceasefire, and assuming Israel accepts this, does life go back to normal later today?
No, we don't know. We still have to wait and see. We are actually in the first hour of the ceasefire. So we just have to wait and see. We do not know. We just do not know.
That is where we leave it. We do that, and I think that's absolutely right. We don't know. We're going to keep a very close eye on the situation. That was Ben Dror Yemini. He is a Yediot Achronot journalist, talking about the success of the 12 days and what has been achieved. It has been significant.